I think we discussed the Malbim's Hakdama to Kapitel Ches and try to understand a little bit his comment on Pasuk Beis. The Hashem Adonai Moad Yashimcha B'chol Ha'aretz, that the most compelling reflection and demonstration of the Borei Olam, that's what's represented by Shem, is not in the in the works of the heavens, but rather B'chol Ha'aretz. And on the contrary, it's Asher Tzna Hotchal HaShemayim. It's the Hizgalos Va'aretz is that which contextualizes and helps us appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also the source of everything B'Shamayim. The response that the Rambam Ude Imei would make to that is, so the Navi Yeshayo says, Su'uma Rom Einechem U'u Mivara Eila Hamotzi V'misfot Zva'am. So Yeshayo tells us to look up, right? Su'uma Rom Einechem U'u. When the Medrash in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha famously depicts Avraham Avinu's search for and discovery of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it gives the moshal of someone who's passing by and sees a Bira Dalekes and says that it's impossible for there to be such a Bira without there being a Baal HaBira. So clearly the Bira Dalekes refers to Shemesh, Yireach, Kochavim, etc. So apparently the Malbim's response to all that, I don't know, I don't think he tells us in this capital, but the Malbim's response to all that is that Ein HaKanami, one can and perhaps even should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Su'um Arom Einechem U'ru'u. The Bira Dalekes really is evidence of and points to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but Lamaisa, the most compelling is still B'chol Ha'aretz. But the Bnei Dorosh of Yeshayo didn't need it. Avraham Avinu didn't need to have recourse to that. Because that's actually how he understands Pasuk Gimel, right? Nipi Olam V'Yomkim Yisanta Oz. Olam V'Yomkim again literally refers to babies who are still nursing. Refers to Chul Shas Ha'adam. But it's dafka in Adam that yisad ta'oz, that you establish the oz, the compelling nature of metzias that counteracts tzorirecha, that counteracts your adversaries, those who seek to deny you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lahashpis, to silence oyevu misnakeim. That even if the Maase Shamayim don't silence them, but with the slightest bit of intellectual honesty, when they look at the Olam and the Yomkim, when they look at the Bria of Adam, so then that does prevail. So presumably that's what the Malbim would respond. The way the Malbim understands Psukim, Dalet, and Hay is that David HaMelech is reviewing all the philosophical arguments for the superiority of the heavenly bodies. And then from Pasuk Vav and on comes David HaMelech's rebuttal. That's the way that the Malbim reads the kapitel. Ki era shomecha ma'ase etzba'osecha. Ma'ase etzba'osecha, the Malbim explains in the Bi'ui HaMilos, as opposed to ma'ase yadayim. So when you speak of the fingers rather than the hand, it means that you're dealing with subtlety. And you're dealing with tremendous finesse. Where you have to describe it in terms of the fingers rather than the hands. An artist who's working with a big canvas, so you speak of Ma'aseh Yadayim. But someone who's working in, which requires exquisite artisanship, working in very small spaces, so there you're going to speak not just of Ma'aseh Yadayim, but Ma'aseh Etzba'os. So again, this is the philosophical position. Ki era shamecha Ma'aseh Etzba'osecha. Here the Malbim has an extraordinary etymology of the word Shamayim. So we're all familiar with what Rashi says in Chumash, that Shamayim is Eshumayim. It's a contraction of those two words because it's made from Eshumayim. The Malbim says that the more Al-Darach HaPshat etymology is extraordinary. He says that Shamayim is basically just the Loshon Rabim of the word Sham. The Sham there connotes distance. So Shamayim is multiple distance, right? Vastness. Way, way beyond, right? Ki era Shamecha, that's what's so distant, so high above, and so vast. And this is where, remember in the Hagdama, when he listed the five arguments for the philosophical position. See, he spoke about Mitzad Makomam, that was the fourth, Mitzad Godlam was the second, and Mitzad Riboy HaKadurim, the just how much there is. So all of that for the Malbim is now compressed into this word Shamayim, which has the sense of vastness, right? It's so above and beyond. Ki era shamecha, that which is so above and beyond, that which is so vast, it's so distant from us, even internally, within Shamayim, we're dealing with such vast areas over which is spread out just so many and such vast planets and galaxies. Ma'aseh Etzba'osecha, again, is the fourth argument of the Dakos HaMelacha. And Yoreach v'chochovim asher konanta. V'chonein, so we had in the parashas of the Mishkan, the key or the kano. So the kan is the basis. So v'chonein means to firmly provide a basis for something. So Yoreach v'chochovim asher konanta, that you created, that they exist eternally, as opposed to mortal man, mo'enosh kisiv kerenu, uvenadam kisiv kedehu. That's how the Malbim understands these two psukim, and then beginning pasuk vav is the rejection, for the way the Malbim understands, of those arguments. But the chasveu ma'at me'elohim, it's loshon chol, because it refers to malachim, it doesn't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the chasveu ma'at me'elohim, the chavod v'hoda ta'atrehu. The Malbim says that the fifth of the arguments that the philosophers pose, that the heavenly bodies exist eternally as individuals. Masha and Cain, people, it's only humanity which endures. But each individual is mortal. So he says, "B'medra ma'amurim." If you look at a person as being fundamentally a physical creature. So then a person is born and dies. If you see the essence of a person as the neshama, if you see the essence of the person as ma'at me'elohim, as comparable to the angels, whose essence is not something physical, but whose essence is spiritual, so then you realize that on the contrary, that man also, as an individual, is immortal. Pushing back at the fifth of the arguments. And what's more, given that his essence is the neshama, so he's greater than the physical objects of the shemesh, the yareach, and the kochavim, and all the vast galaxies. The chavod v'hodu ta'atrehu, the way the Malbim understands. Again, this I think we've had already. How kavod refers to the neshama, l'man yizamecho kavod v'yidom. Kavod refers to a person's neshama. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowned Adam, right? Ta'atrehu with an atara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowned Adam with kavod v'hodu. Kavod refers to the neshama, the exalted neshama. Hodor, the Malbim here has the same as the Gaon. We have two words for beauty. We have Hod and Hodor. They're both words that refer to beauty. So the Malbim, like the Gaon, says that Hodor refers to external beauty. Right? The Esrog is something which is physically beautiful. Priyat Hodor. It refers to a physical quality of beautiness. So V'chavad V'hodor Ta'atrehu means it refers to Neshama and Guf. That on the one hand, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu crowned man with the neshama, with its extraordinary capacities for understanding, its extraordinary capacities for Yediyas Hashem, and what's doubly extraordinary, what's doubly remarkable, is how it's wedded, how the neshama is designed and coordinated with the body, the hodah, the external. The Malbim explains, he says it's one darga of chokmah and artisanship when a person is, when the artisan is able to make certain designs. But if he's able to then etch those designs in a material or a substance that doesn't really seem inviting or conducive to it, so then that artwork becomes doubly extraordinary. And that's what the pshat is. It says the v'chavod v'hodot ha'atreyu, the v'chavod of the neshama, for the neshama to exist sort of anywhere in any context is extraordinary. But its partnership as we exist in Olam Hazeh, its partnership with the hodah, with the physical, is again that in terms of dakus hamalacha, so the dakus hamalacha is much greater in Adam than it is anywhere else in the bria. Well, what does it mean that tamshilehu b'masei yodecha kol shata sachas raglev? Again, literally translates that you made him the ruler over your masei yodayim, that you placed everything underfoot. So the Malbim says that what it means metaphorically is that everything in the Bria serves man. As the next two psukim continue to illustrate, tzomna, the same as tzon, ba'alafim kulam, v'gam bahamosada, the animals of the field, Sipo Shamayim Udgei Hayom, the birds, the fish, everything is there to serve man. So basically, for the Malbim, what that does is it turns the argument on its head. The argument of how the the vast number of heavenly bodies indicate that that's the ultimate. So the Malbim turns around and says, no, when you think about it, how all this is for the welfare of man, and that man is the crowning creation in the Bria. So then everything, both with the Ribui HaKadurim, the Makoma, the Godlam, everything, when you then reflect on the fact that this is all of Tamshileu B'Masi Yodecha, that man is the crowning achievement. So it's a reflection of his importance, not of his being secondary, but of his being primary. We would have to go through word by word to appreciate all the subtleties of what the Malbim argues. Lemaisa, what he doesn't seem to speak of here, which the Rambam, for instance, does in advocating his position, I mean, the universe has gotten even more vast by current astronomical understandings and calculations than it was in the days of the Rambam. Far, far more so. But even in the days of the Rambam, when the universe was a smaller place, we don't seem to have the slightest inkling or ability to discern how the whole Bria is possibly here servicing man, whether it's all the galaxies or whether it's the hundreds of species of ants that exist in the world. Okay, so we understand the fact that the Trua grows in the field. We derive benefit from that. But when you look at the vastness, not only in Shamayim, but even here on Earth. So that's what the Rambam says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ritzon Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world. He said he created the world, and the same way it was Ritzon Hashem that there should be people in the world, it's Ritzon Hashem that there should be astronomical bodies in the world, and it's Ritzon Hashem that there should be lower forms of life, and each is just here because it's Ritzon Hashem. That doesn't, in terms of who we are, what we are, what our potential is, it doesn't make a difference whether the whole world is here for us or not, right? You know, whether the Shamayim Ushmei Shamayim and everything else is here for us, it doesn't make a difference in terms of the fact that a person has the capacity for Yediyas Hashem, that a person is B'Tzalam Elokim. So on that, obviously there's no difference of perspective, no difference in approach. The question is whether or not that unique opportunity and unique dimension which we have down here on Earth, does that indicate that other things were created, that the whole Bria is oriented towards us or no? Well, that's not the case. That's where the difference of opinion lies. Since the Rambam says that there's something that we egotistically like to think that if you explain the whole Bria in terms of man, that makes sense of the Bria. And Rambam says it doesn't make sense of anything. What does that come from? He does for? So the Rambam says we have this megalomania. No, if you explain that all the animals are here and all the fish are here and all the trees are here and all the grain is here and all the mineral world is here and all the planets are here for us. Oh! And the Rambam says so Zaina is right. And what does the Kodesh Baruch Hu need us for? Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything. And the Rambam says, and quotes the passage from the phrase from Yishayahu, "Hem goyim k'mayim midli." Like a water, like a drop of water in a bucket. So Elamai, so we don't know why God created the world. It's no less of a mystery to say that everything is here for us than to say that God willed this world with all its diverse type of creatures, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu willed that. So we think that, what would HaKadosh Baruch Hu possibly want monkeys for? So the problem says, what do you think he wants you for? Or you think that does explain something. But a person doesn't need this what a person's opportunity and the other side of opportunity is always obligation. But a person's opportunity or obligation is in life that doesn't require that we see him as being the purpose of everything else. Whether the planets are here for us or not, so a person was created B'Tzalem Elokim. A person was created B'Tzalem Elokim, which is a potential of Yediyas Hashem. A person was created with the opportunity and therefore obligation of La'ovdo L'Shomra, to engage in Avodas Hashem. Now, whether everything else in the Bria was to further that, or everything else in the Bria is just an independent element of Ritzon Hashem, it doesn't affect what a person's tafkid is, what a person's opportunity is, what a person's potential is in this world. Again, philosophically, in terms of how one views the Bria, they're obviously very, very different positions. The Rambam's understanding, the Rambam's conception of the, again, in his cosmogony, there were spheres in which the stars and other things were embedded. But the Rambam's conception of them in Perigimel Visodi HaTorah is Kol HaKochavim VaHagalgalim Kulam Balei Nefesh V'Deyo V'Haskelhem. They're not just physical bodies, that they have intelligence. V'Hem Chayim V'Omdim U'Makirim Es Misha Amar V'Hoya Olam. And they all have a Yedias Hashem. We're unique in terms of down here on earth, in terms of that capacity. But we're not unique in the Bria in terms of that. Kol echad ve'echad lefi godlo lefi ma'aloso meshabchem u'mefarim le'yotzram kemo ha'malochem. U'kishem shem makirim es HaKadosh Baruch Hu kach makirim es atzman u'makirim es ha'malochem shelamala mehem. V'das ha'kochovim ve'hagagalim mu'uto midas ha'malochem. Their yediyah is less than that of the malachim, but gedola midas b'nei adam. So it doesn't change an iota what a person's potential or tafkid is, but it does. It does administer a strong and not unnecessary dose of humility, the Rambam's worldview. That's what he returns back to in Perek Dalet Halacha Yedbeis. Bizman she'odem misbonin bedvarim ha'elu. When a person reflects, umakir kol habu and mimalach v'galgal v'odem v'chayotzebo. V'yireh chochmasu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol ha'yitzurim v'chol ha'bruin mosev avol ha'mokom v'titzmo ha'nafsho v'yichme b'saru leo v'amokom Baruch Hu v'yireh v'yifachin m'shifluso v'daluso v'kaluso, not just vis-a-vis HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'sheyaruch atzmo le'echad me'hagufos ha'kdoshim ha'gedolim. When he compares himself again to the Shamash, he sees shifluso v'daluso. The kosher came the echad mehatzuros hatahoros hanifrados, the malachim, which are not physical at all. The yimtza atzmo shehu kechli moli busha uchlima reik v'chase. The yisod, which emerges in this context and so many other contexts, from Rambam say, the formulation I heard once from my brother Hashem Yikom Domo in a very very different context, but it's relevant in so many contexts. It's a very very major yisod. In life, a person should take what he does seriously, but he shouldn't take himself seriously. Person should take morning seder, he should take very, very seriously. Afternoon seder, night seder, a davening, a mitzvah, working on midas. Everything a person does, you should take very seriously. He's not supposed to take himself seriously. The Rambam often reminded us to resist that temptation to take ourselves not just too seriously, but seriously. A person should take what he does seriously. He's not supposed to take himself seriously. Okay, we'll stop here for today.